This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You're listening to an encore presentation on the Kevin Jackson Show.
What's up, everybody? Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. Glad you're with me. KJRadio.com. Hope you had a great weekend. We have tons to talk about. We came off perhaps the greatest week in politics in a decade, at least. The Democrats are imploding on themselves. Everywhere you look, you watch these clowns just spiraling in the death spiral of liberalism, leftism, whatever you want to call it, progressivism. Call them plutopians, dying on the vine. Judges going down, senators going down, congressmen going down, Holly weirdos, more and more. And let me tell you something, folks. We are only at the beginning. I'll talk more about that. Look, when I grew up, the FBI were the good guys and the Russians were the bad guys. But now, what do we have? We have one of the most corrupt departments of justice that we've had since Hoover. These guys make Hoover look like Mother Teresa. Holy Toledo, the cover-ups. The cover-ups worse than the crime. Look at all that's happening. Mueller is no longer investigating Donald Trump. Let me tell you what Mueller's doing. His team is playing cover-up. Put some clothes on that babe. They have so much stuff going on negative, it's ridiculous. Folks, we have a big part of this country who wants to get rid of a president who has seen a stock market increase of over 30% since he got elected. That's actually more than that. I told you guys, it wouldn't shock me at all if this stock market punches through 25,000 before Christmas, before the end of the year. That's what I said, before the end of the year. Don't try to hold me to a standard. I did say before the end of the year, but whether it does or it doesn't, here's what I will tell you. The stock market is going to end in a flurry. I know me, personally, I wish I had bought some QQQ and just bet on the market. If you put $10,000 in just the market going up, you'd have $13,000, $14,000. It's crazy how fast this market has grown. We've got 40,000 additional manufacturing jobs, something that hasn't occurred in more than a decade. Barack Obama told us, you got to get used to some of these jobs just ain't coming back. Ain't going to make it. And this clown takes credit for the economy, thanks himself for the economy, while forgetting what he said about Donald Trump and his ability to save Carrier. We'll play that clip a little bit later. We'll play both of them so you can hear them in context. What a clown. Let me tell you, the playbook of the left is so predictable, it's crazy. They're going to try to tell us that they're the party of morality because they got Franken to quit and Conyers quit. We're for women. So they're going to tell you that they're for women. Meanwhile, the people are going to continue to fall. I'll give you some other ones, some new ones today that came over the weekend. New revelations. They're going to tell you that this economy that Barack Obama couldn't spur, that we got business after business that said, I ain't coming back. I'm not doing anything with Barack Obama, but now he wants to take credit. It's my economy. And do you think Trump's going to let him get away with it? Trump doesn't even have to ridicule him. People saw that comment and went, yeah, whatever. Added 2 million jobs. That's the new number. 2 million jobs. They want him gone. In the same period, Barack Obama lost 4 million jobs. That is a net 6 million. If you want to compare, I'm just saying, lefties, if you're out there and you want to compare, let's do this, okay? Okay, let's do this right here. Consumer confidence through the roof. You are seeing it. You've been out shopping. I haven't seen Christmas season this busy in a decade. True story. I remember going out, this may be a couple years ago, had to go get a chain repaired. went to a jewelry store. As the black people say, a jewelry store. Went to a jewelry store. And I went to go get a chain repaired on Christmas Eve, when most dudes are out there scrambling to get those last-minute gifts, when they jack the prices up. And it was nobody. It was a ghost town. It was like guys are saying, I ain't got it by now. I ain't getting it. And they can't blame it on it was internet-based or whatever. During the time of Obama, you could shop freely. The only people who were out were the people waiting to mug you. Black Lives Matter. Scouting the parking lots.
Yeah, white woman over there. Go get her. Go get her, boy.
Oh, man. ISIS on the run. You heard much about him. General Mattis. Not a huge fan of General Mattis, but he's got ISIS on the run. He's a lefty. A lot of these people in the Obama and Trump administration are lefties. Whew. Ooh, got the vapors. I slipped up and said Obama. But a lot of these people are still lefties. It's okay. There's a reason for this. I'll get to that in just a second. Remember when we were told Donald Trump's a racist, right? But wait. More blacks have homes than over a decade. Yeah, more black people started purchasing homes under Donald Trump than over a decade. More Hispanics are employed than in the last decade. I was going to say than any time in history. It's probably true. So blacks and Latinos are being helped by this racist. So here's the thing. You wonder why Donald Trump brags about his accomplishments, why he holds these rallies. He held a rally in Pensacola, Florida. Wish I could have been there to be at it. But he held this rally. I love these rallies. You want to know why? They fall. And Trump says, hey, all you people that you're in here, you know, congratulations, because there's just as many of you outside wanting to get in. I'd love to see Barack Obama hold a rally. He's following in behind Donald Trump. Let's see Barack Obama hold a rally. Let's see how well it goes. Because let me tell you, if he doesn't have some rap act or somebody come do something, he can't fill a community theater. Nobody gives a crap about him. And the left hate it. That's why they try. Hey, Barack Obama's in China. Barack Obama's over here. Barack Obama's there. Doing what? What? People are going to see a former president out of courtesy. But other than that, nobody gives a crap. Do you give a crap about the ex-person who was in charge of France or the ex-person in charge of China or in charge of Canada? The answer is no. Exes are gone. Do you give a crap about your ex? Of course not. Much to talk about. Keep it here.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville. can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Listening to an encore presentation of The Kevin Jackson Show.
We took these actions. We saw the U.S. economy grow consistently. We saw the longest streak of job creation in American history by far. A streak that still continues, by the way. Thanks, Obama.
Oh, yeah, that was Barack Obama trying to take credit for this economy, this robust economy, something he couldn't create, spent $1 trillion a year trying to do it and couldn't do it, had to rely on the white man. I wrote that piece, Why America Needs a White Republican President, and I stand by it. Look at all the things that are happening that they still negatively talk about Donald Trump, negatively. But he goes on. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's a Kevin Jackson radio show. KJRadio.com if you want to call in. 844-551-8255. But let's remember, the reason why Barack Obama can't sell this lie that he wants to sell, it's very simple. He already told people he didn't know how to grow an economy. I just want to remind people what he said when Donald Trump made the comment that he would save Carrier.
But for those folks who've lost their job right now because a plant went down to Mexico, you know, that isn't going to make you feel better. And so what we have to do is to make sure that folks are trained for the jobs that are coming in now, because some of those jobs of the past are just not going to come back. And when somebody says, like the person you just mentioned, who I'm not going to advertise for, that he's going to bring all these jobs back, well, how exactly are you going to do that? What are you going to do? There's no answer to it. He just says, well, I'm going to negotiate a better deal. Well, how exactly are you going to negotiate that? What magic wand do you have? And usually the answer is he doesn't have an answer.
Well, he had an answer. And he did it. And you know what he did? He did it with ease. I can't even, I'm going to talk about this for the next 20 years if I'm on the radio, whatever. Well, I hope I'm not, because I'm going to be on the radio in 20 years. I know that. But what I'll tell you is, I will talk about this as long as it's relevant, because Barack Obama wants to take credit now for an economy when he couldn't even figure out how to save Carrier. And Trump saves it with ease. But here were the naysayers. When that happened, George Will, the never-Trumper, here's what he had to say.
You mentioned in the previous panel that we just had the sort of deal-a-day approach of the president-elect, where he's descending on different companies and seemingly making ultimatums, but otherwise cutting deals with them and so forth. We have a quote that we'd like to show you. This is from a former Bush administration economic advisor, Greg Mankiw, who was quoted in the Washington Post as saying about this, quote, "When a chief exec is making individual calls to individual companies, he's in some sense acting like a central planner. We have a lot of history under communism that suggests it doesn't work well in practice, and that's the direction we're heading in as the president starts to weigh in on individual business decisions." George Will, do you agree?
I entirely agree. The so far, Donald Trump's style is personal, not to say visceral, and ad hoc. And what that adds up to is a kind of use of presidential power absolutely unconstrained by law and statute and all those other niceties. The problem is when you have, in the Carrier case, political power used to bring pressure upon a privately held corporation that has a fiduciary duty to maximize shareholder value and drive them off with political pressure from making economic decisions about economic assets, you are, in effect, at the end of the day, getting the federal government involved in capital allocation. There's a name for that. It's called socialism.
Political power used to bring pressure upon a privately held corporation. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. Here's the Kevin Jackson Show. George Will, anti-Trumper, mad, saying, what is the president supposed to do? He's supposed to do exactly that. He said, look, guys, I'm not going to tell you what to do, but I will tell you this. If you decide you're going to move away, understand I'm going to wield influence to say companies that do this type of thing, you're not going to, you know, we're not going to let you just come back over here and sell your products at a cheaper price and all these other things. And you're certainly not going to be getting the best of the government contracts. But that was considered communist. But I guarantee you, if Obama had done it, the left would be praising how good it was. And by the way, so would I. I would say it's about time these guys used it leverage. That's what you do. It's called pulling the levers. But then Chris Hayes of MSNBC, here's what he had to say about Donald Trump saving Carrier.
His favorite candidate, Trump, the Carrier air conditioning plant in Indianapolis, which back in February, in an announcement that was caught on camera, told its workers they were up and moving production to Mexico.
It became clear that the best way to stay competitive and protect the business for long term is to move production from our facility in Indianapolis to Monterrey, Mexico.
The move would eliminate 1,400 jobs at least in Indianapolis over a three-year timetable. There's also another factory nearby. But after Trump made Carrier part of his campaign platform, workers told NBC News they hoped he would deliver, though they were skeptical.
Now let's say he does follow through. I'm assuming that would be a euphoric day for everyone at Carrier.
Oh, yeah. I mean, if he could come here and save these 1,400 jobs here tomorrow, I'll gladly vote for him again if he's up for re-election. But, you know, I have to be skeptical. But I'm very hopeful that he can come through on these things he said he would do.
Late tonight, CNBC broke news Trump is heading to Indianapolis this Thursday to announce a deal that would apparently save 1,000 jobs. Carrier confirming that report, tweeting out late tonight, we are pleased to reach a deal with President-elect Trump and, this is key, VP-elect Pence to keep close to 1,000 jobs in Indy. More details soon.
I love the part where he says, and this is key, Vice President Pence, because Chris Hayes didn't want to say this is a deal done by President Trump. No offense to Pence. This had nothing to do with him. This had to do with President Trump. Now, he did him a favor because it happened to be in Pence's home state. But it didn't matter whether Pence was VP or not. Carrier was going to go. When they mentioned it, Donald Trump said during the campaign, I know how to save him. I know how to keep him here. And everybody's like, what you going to do? And you heard Barack Obama. They always make these promises. Let me tell you the promises that Donald Trump has made. He promised to recognize Jerusalem and move our embassy to there, recognize Jerusalem as the capital of Israel, and move our embassy there, and he did it. Three other presidents talked about it. You've seen the clips on this now. He talked about saving Carrier. He did it. He talked about reducing regulations for business and bringing trillions of dollars of productivity back into the economy by eradicating it from the paperwork. The red tape nightmare of government. He did it. He talked about reducing taxes and regulations so that business would want to operate in America. He's doing it. He talked about getting rid of Obamacare, letting it die on the vine so we could put something in that works. He's in the process of doing that. Let me tell you, pretty soon, when this man says, I want to start taking a look at blankety blank, people are going to stop being naysayers. That's the outcome. That's what all this is about. See, We are back. I want to hearken us back. This was at the theme of the show today. Hearkening back. Remember when. Remember when people's word meant something? Politicians actually went and did what they said they were going to do? Well, we're back in that time, folks, and it feels good.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Katie Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market, and we've succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle fret body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle fret armor today at katiearmor.com. And for a limited time, get all plates at wholesale pricing only at catiarmor.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Listening to an encore presentation of the Kevin Jackson Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. We've got a bunch of petulant leftists out there. Little children. They're mad. Told you they're mad. You know why they're mad? Because you are getting the America back that we grew up with. That's our theme. We want it back. Change it back. Make America great again. That means hearkening back to the good old days. I say that all the time because leftists, particularly black leftists, hate that. They hate the old America that they've been taught to as discriminatory and all that. Let me tell you what the good old days are. I'm not talking about going back to the 1860s. I'm certainly not talking about going back to the 1960s. I'm talking about going back to the 80s, a time when America had said, we're done with this racial strife. It was the Reagan era. Everybody was starting to come of age. Women now had their rights. We're moving towards, you know, just spectacular results. Look at the women that we've created during that time. These moguls doing it, man. Just doctors and lawyers and TV hosts and all that, dominant in their field. Same with blacks. And the black conservative was born then, because suddenly black people woke up and went, wait a minute. You know, the 60s are over. We're not getting beat down by cops. The only thing stopping us are us. And then there were songs like, ain't no stopping us now. We're on the move. So we were, you know, we went from say it loud, I'm black and I'm proud, to ain't no stopping us now. Because we were moving ahead, forging ahead. The black middle class flourished in the time of Reagan. The big tent era. And so the race pimp was suddenly almost out of a job. And then post Reagan, we started getting into a lot of the old politics of the norm. And suddenly we find ourselves now under Obama. Well, I mean, post Obama, but that during that period, race became an issue. All of a sudden, I mean, race was hardly being discussed. See, that was the old America. We'd gotten over it. We were one America, baby. Even Bill Clinton ushered in this level of productivity because of the Congress of Newt Gingrich. He was a rock star. Balanced the budget, blah, blah, blah. I mean, everything was going well. And then suddenly we get George W. Because Bill Clinton took his eye off the ball when it came to Muslim terrorists. He didn't see the expansion of what was going on through Iran. And next thing you know, terrorism's all over the world being, you know, Clinton doesn't do anything about it. His foreign policy stunk. Domestically, he did well. Foreign policy, not so well. Then we get Bush, who inherits
the destruction that the left was trying, that the Muslims were trying to commit in, you know, in America. They bring down the towers. Our economy tanks. It didn't help that George Bush was a conservative Republican. I'm a conservative Republican. He called himself a passionate conservative. Passionate conservatism. So he poses that, which essentially means I'm a leftist with an R behind my name. He takes away our rights with the Patriot Act. I don't know about you. I didn't have my eye on the ball at the time, so I can't blame anybody. And then we get Barack Obama. That's right. Ushered in the Obama era, and he was happy to do it. George Bush happily turned around. Obama came to meet with him and said, please take on this $787 billion of debt to save the world. And Bush said, I'll gladly do it. And then Barack Obama torpedoed this fool, and now they're buddies. Worst president in the history of our nation, bar none. Jimmy Carter, you're welcome. That's what Barack Obama should have said instead of trying to take credit for President Trump's economy. So the left are still living on this, and I call it muscle memory, but they're still living on this muscle memory of leftism being good, and now it is being destroyed. And I'm looking at people like Lindsey Vonn, Tiger Woods' girlfriend. I think that's his girlfriend, right? Lindsey Vonn says, I'm not going to represent Donald Trump in the Olympics. I'll represent America. Sorry, Lindsey. We don't want you. Watch what happens to Lindsey Vonn now that she's made this declaration. Watch what happens. By the way, Tiger Woods had just played golf with the president. I'm going to make a prediction. They're not even together in 6 months. Tiger breaks up with her. Not going to have you talking smack about the president and think you're going to get away with it. What else we got? Jennifer Lawrence says, I'll throw, champagne in the face or a martini. She said something like, I don't know what it is. If I saw Trump, I'd end it by throwing a martini in his face. And Donald Trump Jr. tweeted, yeah, that would be the last thing you did. Or yeah, that would be the end. I dare her to do it. See, this is a girl who's lost her career. She's now in the archives of Hollywood because she can't put out anymore and get any jobs. So she thinks by coming out of the woodwork and talking smack about Donald Trump, that's going to get her some jobs. Hey, Jennifer, I'm going to make you a bet. I bet we don't see you in anything worthwhile for quite some time, if ever again. I'm just telling you what these people are. They are losing their minds. And you know what? It isn't going to help them to be these, you know, oh, I'm going to come out and beat my chest and act like I hate Donald Trump. Keep doing it. I've been telling everybody, the people that have the guts to come out and support Donald Trump. For example, Bruce Willis. Bruce Willis came out and said, hey, I think he's great. Wore a MAGA hat on one of these late night shows, and the guy was on Jimmy Fallon. And he's like, you serious? He said, yeah, I'm serious. Dude's a great president. You got Orrin Hatch making a comment. I love serving under this president. He's decisive. He knows what he wants to do. If you think for 1 second that a rhino like Orrin Hatch says that because he's currying favor, this is an old dude that knows his time is over. He's telling you, you know what? Finally, I get to do what I'm supposed to do in politics. Follow a leader. You think Trump gives a crap about Jennifer Lawrence? You think he gives a crap about Lindsey Vonn? You think he gives a crap about these NFLers? He is going to make this country great, and he is going to make sure that the feeling that you have, he doesn't care if you like him or not, but you know what you will like and what you will respect, what this country does for you. I love it. I love it, man. John Lewis, civil rights relic. I won't go to some civil rights museum that's opening somewhere, yet another one. This one, I think, is in Mississippi. I'm not going to go if Donald Trump goes. Fine. You didn't go to his inauguration. Does anybody give a crap? Everybody's making a big news story about this. John Lewis, civil rights icon, won't go to, you know, to Donald, to the Civil Rights Museum if Donald Trump's there. Why not? Go there and take a knee, John Lewis. Go pull a Kaepernick. Why? Why does John Lewis not want to go? Because Trump is so bad for blacks? I think I just heard a statistic that more blacks own houses under Trump than under Obama. The horror! What do you say to that, Barack? That's my economy. Oh, man. These people are losing it. And it's cool. You should be happy they're losing it. They showcase every single day why we are so important. Look at this. Trump has done nothing to hurt blacks. I love these women that are, we better hold on to your uteruses. And my gosh, we better all get our abortions now. We better all, you know, make sure that Planned Parenthood's around. Or, you know, they got all these issues and nothing is changing for them except for the better. They got more money. They're getting more free time, more time to spend with family and friends, and more enjoyment out of their jobs. Because you know what? When your company's doing well, you flourish. It goes downhill. All these companies are doing better. Their friends are starting to get jobs. Their kids are starting to get jobs. Yay! But they can't be made happy. Yeah, they don't want to harken back to that America that Donald Trump is saying, you know what, let's take all this good stuff that we've done about America, all these things we've overcome, and we're going to add to it. You know what we're going to do? We're going to go back to the way it was when we were manufacturing, when we were innovating. When people had more of their money to spend, when people could dedicate more time to their family because they were employing other people and using services and keeping this economy moving. How about that, America? You feeling that? I feel it. Merry Christmas, by the way, Donald Trump said. We'll play a clip when we come back. We don't have enough time now. I'm so glad you guys are here. This is a fun show today for me. Kevin Jackson will be back in just a bit.
Kevin Jackson
on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
So are you tired of being tired? Well, then it's time to get the tea. Hey, it's Lisa here to tell you about this all-natural, all-organic tea I've been drinking that has had great results for over 20 years. It's called Life Change Tea, and it's specially formulated to help detoxify and cleanse your kidneys, liver, colon, and blood all at once. The colon is one of the most ignored organs in the human body. The faster that waste is eliminated from the body, the less time that waste sits in our intestines, spreading toxins to our bloodstream. This tea helps cleanse chemicals caused by outside intruders from our entire digestive system, and get this, weight loss can be a side effect. And with continued use of the tea, you can experience clearer, healthier, younger looking skin, increased energy, and a happier outlook on life. So if you're tired of being tired, get the Life Change Tea at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com, and like me, you'll be glad you did.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with an SPF of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Warning. Texting while driving is illegal just about everywhere. So if you want to take advantage of a life-changing LASIK offer, pull over when you can, because a special opportunity is just one text away. The LASIK Vision Institute is offering absolutely free evaluations and dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK. Text the keyword CLEAR55 to 350350 to get the benefit of FDA-approved LASIK technology that gives the majority of patients 20/20 vision. For a fraction of what others charge. Text to schedule your free appointment to see if LASIK is right for you. When you text CLEAR55 to 350350, you'll also get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Today, it's your turn. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you've always wanted for a fraction of what others charge. This great offer is just a text away. Text CLEAR55 to 350350. That's CLEAR55 to 350350.
You're listening to an encore presentation of The Kevin Jackson Show.
And if you think this crowd is big, you should see right now what's outside. Congratulations. Hello, Pensacola. What a place. Right here on the Emerald Coast, right? The Emerald Coast. In the great state of Florida, where we had a tremendous victory, didn't we? Come on.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's a Kevin Jackson Show. That, of course, is President Donald Trump. Not businessman Donald Trump. Not billionaire Donald Trump. Not celebrity apprentice Donald Trump. But President Donald Trump, and he's speaking in Pensacola, Florida, and he makes no bones about it. There's more people outside than inside. You are lucky to be in here. I love it. He's not letting up. Yeah. Where it all happened, the state that did it, the state they didn't think I could win, you brought it to me, folks. And I'm glad to be here with you. I love these rallies. I said earlier in the broadcast, do you think Barack Obama could have standing room only, people outside waiting to get in if he called a rally together? Anybody? Anybody? Leftists. I'd love for you to call in and argue that Donald Trump is not more popular than Barack Obama. Not just here, but abroad. Now, I want you to think about that for just a second. Let me give you the number to call in if you do. 844-551-8255. And for those of you who want to remember this broadcast ad infinitum until you decide you want to go away, you can download it at kjradio.com. I want to continue. We're going to play the rest of the clip of some of the president's discussion, because he let us in on some things that have happened on his watch that people aren't aware of. But I want to go and delve a little bit deeper into why these rallies are so important. The left told us they weren't, because the left knows that they actually are. They couldn't get people to come to their rallies. Hillary Clinton couldn't scare enough people to come to her rallies. So they had to tell us they're not that important. That doesn't mean Donald Trump's going to win the election. And it did mean that he's going to win the election. But what these rallies are, they're pep rallies. They're reminders of what's going on in the world. And Donald Trump is saying to you, no matter what they tell you, let me tell you, folks, we are doing great. They're like little State of the Unions. But he's not waiting for the one for Congress where we get to see the John Lewis's of the world sit there with their hands folded and the left side of the aisle is just sitting there like, oh, ain't nothing happening. So what? The stock market is making everybody rich. You know, we're fighting for the middle class. Well, while these morons are lying about fighting for the middle class, Donald Trump is actually making the middle class rich. He's getting them better jobs, job mobility. He's taking their stock portfolios and taking them through the roof. He's doing all the things to make people go, whoa, what's going on here? There was a lady, a black chick, and she was mad at Trump. This is, I don't know, a few months back, and she was like, you know, you're going in here talking about opportunity. Where are the jobs? And she's yelling in the camera, and I'm saying, boy, I wonder if this woman is actually looking at now. What would she say now if she had to remake this video? Record low unemployment, jobs coming back in droves. But back to Pensacola, Donald Trump, I don't know who schedules these things, but he goes there. He talks about manufacturing jobs, 40,000 new manufacturing jobs. He talks about opportunities, businesses coming in. And Barack Obama had the nerve to say it's his economy. We've already gone through the clips on that. But I can't believe this. How could you even possibly say this? There were CEOs of companies, Dow Chemical, point blank said, I would not have made the moves I'm making in America if it were not for the election of Donald Trump. The Ma, the owner of SoftBank, said, I would not have made a $50 billion investment in the United States and promised to bring 50,000 new jobs here if it had not been for this man getting elected. We already know Ford was moving. We know GM was moving, and they aren't anymore. We know Carrier was gone. It's still here. I'm not going to take you through all the stuff, folks, because it's frankly too long to mention. When's the last time we've had that kind of manufacturing job growth? Decades. Decades. Barack Obama said those jobs would not come back. Get used to it. Understand this. New paradigm. America, not the place for manufacturing. And Trump's going, are you kidding? We're innovative to a fault. I love these rallies. Let's hear the rest of what he said.
We are joined by many, many people in the military and great American patriots. Thank you very much. Well, you remember the campaign. I said, let me begin by wishing each and every one of you a very Merry Christmas, right? And I can think of no better Christmas present for the American people than giving you a massive tax cut. That's what's happening. And your Senate and your House, hopefully, very shortly, will have those approvals. Those hands will go up, and you're going to be paying a lot less tax. So congratulations, I hope. They got a vote, and I think they will. I can't wait to sign that tax cut. Great for so many, but great for the middle class. We're going to put it into law. We're going to cap off an incredible first year in office. There's been no first year like this, or at least just about no. I think the answer is no, but I have to be very accurate because of the fake news back there. For the presidency, we defied the pundits, the politicians, and the special interests, because ours was a movement of the people, and it really was. It was a movement of you. It was a movement of the people. It was a movement to make America great again. And it's happening. That's happening. And by the way, how are your 401ks doing? Not too bad, right? Over the weekend, I was in New York City, and I love to say hello to our folks in uniform, whether it's the military, whether it's law enforcement. And we had people backstage, and I always want to take my time. And a man comes up. He was a police officer in New York City. First time anyone said this to me, he said, "Mr. President, I want to thank you. My family thinks I'm a financial genius. My 401k is up 39% in 9 months.
There you go. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It sounds like a bit of a broken record, but, you know, you look at the accomplishments of this administration, particularly in comparison to Obama, and you get a real feel for things. Let me just go ahead and tell you what to expect. Barack Obama comes out and he says, we have more, a longer period of, you know, job growth or whatever he wants to talk about. No, he didn't. It's a lie. He had a longer period of people who stopped looking for jobs. That's what he had. You're going to witness real job growth, and you're going to watch Tiger Woods type longevity in terms of just blowing Barack Obama's fake numbers out of the water. That's what you're about to see. Donald Trump, 2 quarters in a row, has the GDP over 3. Barack Obama never did it. 2 quarters in a row. And let me tell you what's about to happen. You're going to see a third quarter in a row of the GDP being over 3. Then you're going to see the GDP approaching 4 or 5, just like Trump said. We have a clip of him talking about this where he says, yeah, I think, this GDP can go 4, 5. He goes, I don't want to say much more than that because then the media is going to, you know, come down on me if we don't hit it. Because what he's saying is if it got to 5 and I tell you it could have got to 6, they're going to go, he told you it could get to 6. Despite the fact that Barack Obama can't even get to 3. That's what he was saying. But you know why he said it? He goes, you know, we'll get to 4, we'll get to 5. He knows we'll get to 4 or 5. He's not making conjecture. He knows it. Because he knows how the economy works. You don't have to be Nostradamus, folks, to look at some of these moves, some of the things that have happened that the media writes off. They don't want to talk about it. But you can, if you're astute, you're paying attention, you're watching this stuff, you're watching something masterful happen. You made this happen.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.